Today, she has a briyani to see in Tafresh Chav Dalet, say their mighty Yom Kippurim. Aleph, misbalant to the Zarvis. So after Nila, after Hashem Elokim, after Shana Babi Shalayim, after blowing the shofar, with Avon Mairiv, Vaimir Abdullah Bechon Yadas, he said Tachan and Tanu and Chon Yadas, Mishabruis of Cotton Aleph, misbalant to Vilas Arvis, Ayin Lael, Simon Rishadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, Mishabruis Sham, check out there, things that we've said regarding Abdullah back there. Sif Beis, Sarach Lo Sif Me Chol Al Ha Kodesh. You have to go ahead and add from the chol to the kodesh, meaning the same way there is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim before Yom Kippur. So he says you have to be Moisif Gam BiYetziyasa. Also at the end of Yom Kippur, meaning Sheyamtinu Ma'at Acha Yetziyasa Kochavim. You have to wait a little bit after Tosefes Kochavim so that you have what's called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Sif Katav Beis Gam BiYetziyasa Ayin La'El Shom Sif Beis Meshabrua Nebar Alach Hashem. He says, check that out. And we move weiter, Sifkat and Gimel. Shiamtinu ma'at achar yitzias akuchavim. You have to wait a little bit after it says. So you have Tosefes, you added onto the Kodesh from the Chol, known as Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. In fact, the whole source for Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tev starts by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. He says, "V'toch hazman hazeh aser ba'achila urechitza v'sicha." During this time of Tosefes, it's aser to eat, and it's aser to do rechitza and sicha. All the chameshes inuyim is still in effect until after the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Ach ein shir la yisafa. However, there's no shir. There's no amount of time. You just have to actually add a little to after Tzeis HaKavim. It can't be immediately at Tzeis HaKavim. Therefore, since you daven after says mutarim bekulam, so in the end of the day, after Shmona Esrei, practically all of these will become permissible. Af shadayin lo hivdil ala kos, even though you did not yet say habdala ala kos. However, rak b'achilu shtia asturim adachar habdala. However, eating and drinking, not in terms of the iser of Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to eat and drink until after habdala, except for water. Beinim chal b'chol, ubein kishachal b'shabbos, whether Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday or on Shabbos, you can't eat or drink until after Havdalah al HaKos. So you make Havdalah on HaKos. Now, the poskim bring up that it could be that Yom Kippur might be different in terms of even drinking water before Havdalah. Like on an ordinary Shabbos, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. Even you're not allowed to drink water before Kiddush on Friday night, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. But the poskim all get into this and talk about the basis for this drinking of water and whether it applies to drinking water before Havdalah after Yom Kippur. Check out Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, as well as Rav Yashiv, brought down in Ashrei Ha'ish, all brought down in Dirshu, note 4. Again, there are opinions of the Matei Ephraim brought down there regarding drinking water specifically before Havdalah. But the regular things, normally you're not allowed to eat and drink, so Abdullah ala kos you cannot partake of. But again, in terms of the Isurim of Yom HaKippurim, once you were already Mavdil in Choni Hadas, and it's you did what you're supposed to, namely you had Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, then in terms of the Chameshas Inuyim and Melacha, you're already okay. Sif Gimel, Mavdil ala kos. We do have Abdullah and we do have Alakos. The aim of Varchan al Bsamim, but we do not make a bracha on Bsamim after Yom Kippur. Afilim Chaliyos for Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So you have the regular Abdullah minus Bsamim, meaning you have the Bari Priya Dothen and you have the Bari Miraya Aish as well with the Abdullah on Motzi Yom Kippurim. Sifkat and Dal Mavdilin, Umikomos Shem Abdilin, the Besak Neses, Alakos, places where they have Abdullah Alakos in Shul, the Chol Motzi Shabbos and Yom Tov, and all Motzi Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kam Ashel, so to hear Yavdi al Shiyat Tzibur. The Shiyat Tzibur should also do Havdalah al Hakos, the Yatim min Hakos le Katan, and give from the Kos to a Katan, o Af le Gadol, or to a Gadol, Mishu Miskavin, let's say, Spi Havdalah Zu, someone who wants to have Kavana to be Yotze in this Havdalah. Now, the reason why he is not drinking himself, the one who's making Havdalah in the Shul, that's what the halacha back in Reish Sabich Tes Sif Katan Aleph talks about the whole issue of the one who is making Havdalah in Shul, if he's already Yotze, he can't go home and be Motzi his wife. That's problematic. So therefore, if you're just saying Havdalah to be Motzi others, so then you don't drink from the kos, you go ahead and you make Havdalah to be Motzi others. And the truth of the matter is, if he himself wants to be Yotze in the Havdalah, then he himself can drink it, not only give it to a katan or a different gadol. I ain't shum. Sif hey, afilu imchal liyos be Shabbos, you still don't make the bracha on the besamim. She tam habracha, the whole reason for the bracha of al besamim is kedei lahashiv es hanefesh mnei aneshama yaseiresh alchala. It's to give some type of returning of the nefesh, because of the returning to the nefesh with the besamim, some inspiration, since the neshama yaseira left, person is down, because his neshama yaseira has left him on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, we have the besamim. However, Achshav Yom Kippurim lo haya bo neshama yaseira mnei ha'tainus. However, since it was Yom Kippur, this particular Shabbos of Yom Kippur, there was no neshama yaseira because of the tainus. Aval Rabbim Achbarim Cholkim al zeh. However, many of the Achbarim are cholik, and they hold Shechal b'Shabbos yesh levarach al b'samim. And when it falls out on Shabbos, you do make the bracha on the b'samim. Ve'in kach shash bracha levatala, kevin shenena, and there's no shash at all of bracha levatala, because he is being nena from the b'samim. U'mikol makom ein lahoros v'tzibur kein. Still, you should not go ahead and paskin this way for the tzibur, and make it u'lemchos b'yadam, and object the makom shenagu b'lekneset shalol levarach al b'samim. In the places where the minag in the shul is not to make the bracha on the psalmim, one should not object. Rak la'atzmo bebeso yachol levarech. He can himself, when he gets home, make the bracha on the psalmim. So if you're in a shul, it doesn't make a bracha on the psalmim for the reasons that the Shulchan Aruch stated, then you don't make a macha, but you can make it in your own home. Imchal b'Shabbos oimim v'yitein lecha. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, v'yitein lecha is recited. Yitein lecha, unfortunately, is not said as much as it should be. It's a special tefillah for parnasa that some shuls still say it. Ein oimim v'yinoam v'atak kadosh. However, yinoam and atak kadosh, that is not said. Why? L'fi shechag ha'sukos chal b'emzah shavua. Yinoam and atak kadosh is not said on Motzei Shabbos when it's before a chag. And since Yom Kippur falls out, okay, right before the Chag of Sukkot. So if Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, you're not going to say Vinoam and Atzah Kadosh, because that week is going to be Sukkot. Sif Dal, Mivarchin ala or, Ve'ein Mivarchin b'maytzei Yom HaKippurim ala or, Shotziu Ata min ha'avanim. You do make a bracha on Eish, on or. You make the Borei Mireya Eish. You make this on Motzei Yom Kippur. Ve'ein Mivarchin b'maytzei Yom Kippur on fire that was taken from Avon, meaning it has to have been fire that's already been in existence. You don't make new fire from a match or from stones. Yesh Om Shavarchim Alav Me Omid Rishon Ve'elef. Others say you would make Havdalah even from a match, or if you light a fire from stones, as long as afterwards, for example, you go ahead and from that fire you go ahead and light a candle, that would suffice. Again, the first opinion brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is it has to mamish be a ner sheshavas, a ner that was lit over the Yom Kippur. That's the one that has to be used for the Havdalah. Let's see, Mr. Brua is going to explain this. Sif katan vav mevarchin alav or, you make a bracha on the or, on the eish, the fi shepaska hanaso bo beyom, because there was no hana from or on Yom Kippur. Because all day long, you would not be able to utilize fire, and now it is permissible. Sif katan zayin v'yimotzi Yom HaKippurim ala or shotziu. V'hu adin. It has to be from an existent fire, and not from fire that came out of the stone. V'hu adin shotziu min atzei gafrit shekorin shverlech. Okay, matches. It says also, if you have fire that comes out of matches, that's all considered new fire. And why is Yom Kippur different than Shabbos? Because the reason for making the bracha on the Eish on Motzei Shabbos, she'enu el zecher shenivra or Motzei Shabbos, that's due to the zecher and the remembrance that fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. She'adam harishon hekisha vanim b'Motzei Shabbos zeh v'otzi v'yan Eish. There, the whole Yisoid is remembering that Adam Arishon on Motzei Shabbos went ahead and took two stones or took and made fire. So we are remembering that. So therefore, it's totally permissible to use a fire that was created on Motzei Shabbos, Yesh Me'ayin, Ki'ilu. Aval, the Motzei Yom HaKippurim, however Yotzei Yom HaKippurim, Masher Vachan Al-Or, the fact that we Mivarech on the Eish, is not as a remembrance to Adam HaRishon, El Lahoro Sheyom Zeh HaYakadosh, Meshay Yom Tovim. It's to show that Yom Kippur, unlike other Yom Tovim, is more Kadosh, V'nesa La'avir Bo Eish, and it's usher to go ahead and light a fire. The ata hutar, and now it is permissible. And eish is something that is mechudish now on Motzei Shabbos, that on Motzei Yom Kippur that we weren't allowed to partake of on Yom Kippur. And this you can't go ahead and express unless you have the fire that was not allowed to have been utilized on Yom Kippur. So you have a fire that was going on Yom Kippur that you couldn't utilize. That is what you now utilize and need to utilize on Motzei Yom Kippur. Otzalomar, Shahaya Ba'olam, Yom HaKippurim. It was around Yom Kippur, Bishas Shvisa, at the time when you had to refrain from it and rest from it and not utilize it. Upaska Hanasa Mimena Bo Bayom, and you could not get any Hanah from that fire to use it. Bayom Yashavu Tulo. Now you could go ahead and utilize the fire. Masha'en came Ba'orze Shalom Yom 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 HaKippurim. However, this fire that now comes out of stones or matches that didn't exist on Yom Kippur, that you don't have. Masha'en came Ba'orze. There was no fire. If you create a new fire, that fire was not fire that you were not able to utilize on the Yom Kippur. Achein imchal Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. However, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then mutter medina levarech Motzei Shabbos al orze. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then you could use a brand new fire that came out of a match on Motzei Yom Kippur that happens to also be Motzei Shabbos, because there you have the type of, because there you have the Abdullah as a remembrance to the Eish of Adam HaRishon on Motzei Shabbos. However, he says, Al-Kopanim, he says, Achein minag ha'olam lahachmir, he says, the minag ha'olam is always on Yom Kippur to use a ner sheshavas, Al-Kopanim, the ner shedliku bina or, hahu, bevadai yesh lahakel. But he says, on a ner that you lit from the fire that came out of a match, here you could for sure be makel, even though we're not makel on a regular Yom Kippur, like the Yesh Omer coming up, who said that you could, even on a multi Yom Kippur, say Abdullah from a candle that was lit from a match that was struck on Motzei Yom Kippur. Sif katan ches ata min ha'avanim, lafuke yimotziu et mo min ha'avanim. The reason why he says now from the stone, it means as opposed to if before Yom Kippur you use stones to light the fire, that's fine. Because as long as the fire was resting on Yom Kippur from engaging in any type of malacha, that would be okay. So the second opinion is that you can actually use a match. If after you light the match, you then take a candle and light the candle with the match. That's what he means. Hainu shehedliku ner echad meyozeh shaleves. He lights a candle from that flame that you just lit, that you just created. The taimam shagam ze nikra or sheshavas. Because according to his opinion, this is considered an or sheshavas. Ve'eno or anivra me chadash. It's not a brand new fire. In other words, this opinion holds that the real issue is not using a brand new flame that was created, yesh meyayin. But once you go ahead and pass it on to another candle, it already represents a ner sheshavas. Sif he. Yisrael shehidlik me'ovei kochavim, a Yisrael that lit from a non-Jew, ain mevarchin alav b'motzei Yom HaKippurim. That should not be used as a as the Eish on Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Afalpi She the Motzei Shabbos, Mevarchah Alav, even though on Motzei Shabbos, you could go ahead and utilize it. She'ein Mevarchah Motzei Yom HaKippurim, Ela Al Or She Shabbos Bevel Yom. It has to be a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur from an or that was Shabbos Bevel Yom Mamish, O Al Or Shehudlak Mimenu, or on a or an ash that it was lit from. So you could relight another candle from a candle that was Shabbos on Yom Kippur, but you cannot go ahead and utilize a fire of a non-Jew. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So again, you can't go ahead and light from a non-Jew's fire on Motzei Yom Kippur. Sifkat and Yud. So why do we allow? Why are you allowed to light from a guy's candle on Motzei Shabbos? Because you're lighting now on the new fire that is coming out of the fire. Because you're not going ahead and utilizing the fire of the non-Jew that was utilized on Shabbos, that wasn't Shabbos, because the guy's fire obviously was not considered a Ner Shabbos. So the reason why is because right now, when you are lighting it, so even though it's not a Ner Shabbos, it's still considered a new flame, like no different than if you lit from a stone. So he says, "V'tosefa shel heva zu lo hayam olam biyom akipurim ki im nolad achshav." And this shel heves that is now coming out on Motzei Yom Kippur, when you light from the non-Jew's candle, that's created right now. V'doma l'or hayotzei min ha'etzim. It's like fire that came out of etzim and avanim. That is aser on Motzei Yom HaKippurim levarech alav. You can't use it on Motzei Yom HaKippurim because it's not considered a ner she shabbas, because it was lit by a non-Jew on Yom Kippur, and it was utilized by a non-Jew on Yom Kippur, and it's not considered a ner she shabbas by a non-Jew on Yom Kippur, and therefore on Motzei Yom Kippur, you're not going to be able to even light from that candle, because that would be the equivalent of creating a fire mechadash, which is good on Motzei Shabbos, but not good on Motzei Yom Kippur. Vayein b'magen Avram, and he says, and check out the Magen Avram, the lefi zeh, that according to this, gam ba'or hayetzei min ha'etzim ve'avanim ein levarech afilu al ner acher shehediku mimenu delo k'ayesh omrim disif dalet. Magen Avram points out that this is also not going with the Yesh Omrim in Sif Dalid, because it would be the equivalent of lighting from a match. In other words, you light a match and then taking a candle and lighting the candle from the match. That would be okay according to that Yesh Omrim, but it's not okay, right, according to this opinion over here, which seems to be in line with the first opinion in Sif Dalet. Let's just finish up the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll do the Ramah tomorrow. So he says, V'chein nagu lahavdik me'ashashiyah shal beis ha-knesses. There's a minhag to use the lamp that was in the shul, that was Shavas over Yom Kippur. U'miyu afilu im hudlak b'yom ha-kippurim, im hudlak b'heter, kigon l'chola yichon l'varech alav. He says, however, if the candle was lit on Yom Kippur b'heter, if the match was lit for the first time, was, let's say you went ahead and struck a match on Yom Kippur itself for a chole she yesh bo sakana, and therefore was mutter, that fire you would be able to utilize on Motzei Yom Kippur as a ner she shavas.